On today's episode of Solana Made Easy, we started the conversation focused on the Degen Town mint scam that happened, in which the Twitter was hacked, a mint link was shared, and many people were deceived into clicking it, connecting their wallets, and suffering wallet drains. We speculated on the reason that this was a perfect opportunity for the Degen Town Twitter, since they do not have a Discord. In addition to that, we also discussed the current primary mover in the Solana market, Reptilian Renegade, and what may be leading to that project catching a second life here. We concluded today's conversation around what we're looking for in the market, quality projects that we have our eye on, and some of those sleeper plays in a bear market or downtrend that next bull cycle could see a massive upswing. Thanks for tuning into the episode. Catch it live Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time at Easy Eats Bodega on Twitter. But let's get into the show. What is going on, Solana ecosystem? Welcome back for another episode of Solana Made Easy, your Solana-focused trade market. I guess you could say news. What's going on in the space? What's happening? What we're looking at? Are you making moves, making money, losing money? Whole nine across the board. As always, and got something to talk about, please request to come up. Always looking to rotate speakers, get additional opinions. See what people think about the ongoing market conversation and much more. We've had an eventful, I guess you could say, 24 hours. When we start to look at things, the Shrouded Playground conversation from yesterday, their art has revealed. So that's a big milestone. A project has delivered on something that we were hoping for a few days earlier. There was also the conversation of the scammer from Duppies and D-Gods getting a bunch of Midnight Panthers, it seems. I think they swept 300-400 of them. Pretty wild to consider from that perspective. There was some sleuthing done in a few Discords I frequent where they felt that they had found the individual on Twitter. Individual promptly removed their Twitter, and now they think that they found the user's Instagram, so that's always a situation. I'm still trying to figure out why that person made like 200 grand and then decided to buy 300-400 Midnight Panthers. That's always a little bit surprising to me. We're seeing Hello Moon Smart Money buying a ton of these lizards. Definitely want to know where Alexander's one of ones at. And then Zen Dragons sitting at the 40 soul floor. Acquired the recent mint Zenin. I know we got a Zen Dragon up here, so I'm definitely interested to get Mr. Yellow's thoughts. But Running Man, how are you?
How's it going? Easy. All right. I'm pretty bearish yesterday. We're going to be, I'll be on some bullish sentiments today. But we've got blood on the streets again. I mean, we discussed the quality of projects and Degen Town yesterday, and then it got hacked. The Twitter got hacked overnight, and we've now Discord to tell the community that they've actually been hacked. I mean, a fair few people lost some souls all day. So, I mean, yeah, they pulled 30k worth of soul, and you know, haven't even got a Discord set up. Just the quality of projects there, but I'm just going to compare them to a few projects, you know, that I've actually, you know, that stand out to me going forward, and that we're actually, you know, building, you know, something. So we'll, you know, I'll probably touch on those later on, yeah. But you're happy to get into it?
No, I mean, I think the first thing we kind of got to talk to, something you just brought up, Degen Town, no Discord to pass formal announcements. They had a website and a hack Twitter where nobody could comment back on the tweet. It noted that there was staking live all of a sudden. I know a bunch of Discords I'm in were like, is this serious? They're launching staking. What does that even mean? That was never, I guess, an original plan. And then to your point, Running Man, a lot of people actually ended up losing their assets. That person ended up selling a variety of the Degen Town at 5 soul, basically flooring them. So that was an interesting take on it. I know that the other tough part with that is not having like communication channels leads to an inability to share that information. I know a bunch of the channels I was in were noting that was a critical announcement, which was interesting. And it's tough because you don't fully know what to believe on some of that.
Yeah. I mean, I've started to see this lately where projects I'm saying, we don't need Discords. Discords, to, you know, it's all that. We're on Twitter. We're doing this, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm going to touch on it again. You know, we're at the Nifty. You know, our Discord is a hub for NFTs, you know, and it is on the ETH section and the Sol section. It's entirely based on how you run them and, you know, what you can actually value add there and what your users value add as well. And for a project to say they're not interested in running a Discord just means that they can't run a Discord, basically, in my opinion. And probably can't run a project as well, if I'm totally honest. Because that is your lifeblood of your community right there, running 24/7, 365 days a year. And you should be growing that. You should be embracing that. And for somebody to mint 30,000 soul and just not even set one up, he's just like, what is going on? You know what I mean? That's just my opinion on it.
No, and I don't know how others feel about it as well there. We're seeing the floor price take a massive hit on the Resurrected. They're now down under 7. I know that DGen Town as well. I think they even broke 5 earlier today. So after something that had pumped to 3x, that floor price, yeah, they're sitting at 4.7 right now. I just think that price action is crazy to consider. It's tough without a roadmap or anything to really look forward to, which I think made this the perfect target. So understanding from that point of view, who the hacker probably was trying to get and take advantage of was a perfect target. You have no Discord. The Twitter's very, very cryptic. That's kind of the tough part on some of this. And I actually wanted to just add Senpai up here. I know he's got a DGen Town as his PFP, so I'd love some of his thoughts on what's been going on with the project. But it's, for me, it's tough that you have all this like mystery, because that drives traction and interest. But then with that same mystery, you almost have to have a little bit of hesitation on what you dive into without a second thought, such as that website.
Yeah. I mean, that mystery, I'll just touch on this before, you know, we go into the speakers, but that mystery just temporarily boosts the price for, like, you know, really short term. I mean, you know, to have a real project, you've got to have a foundation there, and you've got to have some kind of details there, and, you know, some sort of roadmap and vision. I mean, all this secretiveness and, like, you know, surprise, it just temporarily just pumps the price and, you know, dumps it when it fades off, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wanted to toss it to Senpai. Senpai, how about DGen Town after kind of the recent price action, the events yesterday with the hacked Twitter, and kind of just all of this commotion going around? I know Ramo had a space shortly after talking about it to try to get the message out, but we did see a lot of volume go to that hacker's wallet. I'm curious how you've been kind of in the ecosystem, what you may have heard. You do have the PFP, so any insight there would be great.
Yeah, man. So I jumped out the shower for this. I just wanted to come up here and just say Ramo didn't have shit to do with that damn space yesterday. That was all Ramo DAO. We actually got together as a community, and because there was no fucking Twitter, because the idiot got hacked, not Ramo, but, you know, the whole team. But, you know, they got hacked, and, you know, the community had really come together, and that's what Ramo DAO did. We just started as a fucking joke, man. I was just editing these PFPs just to get Ramo's attention, because there was nothing else to do. And then I started growing the community as far as just handing these out to people that I saw that was active in spaces, or whenever we had talks, I just make them one just for fun. Made a little group chat, and it turned out that, you know, people weren't fighting in our group chat, and we cared about what was actually going on. And so that's kind of like just a quick introduction there. I don't want to kind of ruin the space here. I don't know whether this is like a shit posting space, or whether this is like, let's actually discuss this kind of space, or is it like a half and half?
So, like, I can go either way. Yeah, it's like a support group for Narcoleptics Anonymous. Or excuse me, sorry, Nymphophilia. What is it when you like to have sex with dead people? That was the joke I was trying to make.
You swung, you missed. Necrophilia. But, I think we can pass on from the dead people. Senpai, it's a little bit of both. It's mostly market talk, no shilling, just trying to talk about the space, enjoy ourselves during it. We always appreciate some shit posted, some shit talking. So, yeah, definitely interested to hear what you got.
Hell yeah, dude. Say less. I actually just want to throw it over to Alex there real quick, and I'll be happy to jump on back, but you can go ahead, Alex.
Hey, thanks for passing it to me. I didn't know you're the host. I think it's pretty interesting how I'm down. Ramo, so the scam goes down, the wallet drainer runs for an eternity, it feels like, and no one can get the word out, because their only way of communicating is through that Twitter, and that Twitter is literally compromised. So after hours on end of a lot of money went there, I don't know the exact amount, eventually Ramo comes out with like a statement like almost like a day later saying that they were able to take down the scam site, which already sounds suspicious to me. And then he changes his PFP back to his ETH project. So it's just, what's going on here? I wish Ramo, can we get him on his side of things? Because what I was told is he was telling people, well, you shouldn't be clicking on links. I'm like, dude, that's the only source of information. And it's like based around this DGen mint. So I could see why people would fall for this.
It was the perfect target, like beyond the perfect target when you think about it all. There's no public channels for communication. Everyone has been waiting for these resurrected to display. So it's almost like this was a prime target for them to take advantage of the situation. But Senpai, what's going on?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we can totally get Ramo in here. You know, he is a little crybaby bitch, but yeah, I don't know how to get him in here, really. I couldn't even tell you. I know he's in the Discord. I know he leaves when people start fudding because he's, again, a little crybaby bitch. But overall, man, I bought a Habibi's this morning when I woke up, right? And just to answer two things here, and these will be my 2 points just to rebuttal against Alex and what he said. You don't need Ramo to spit, or to not even spit, just to let you know, guys, the facts. So what happened yesterday when the hack actually like went down, the first hacked account posted was actually open for everybody to come in and just comment. As soon as Ramo then posted that or reposted that it was a scam, everybody caught on. We all reshared it, whatever. Within the first 3 minutes, Ramo Dao then formed the spaces, went online. And then 10 minutes later, Ramo then joined our spaces, and then he was talking to us about what was actually happening. Then we all were singing and dancing and rugging each other and, you know, just having a lot of fun in that space. And we held that space for 5 hours. You guys can go and look at my tweet. It's actually posted. Second, yes, I do agree with a lot of what you said, my man, on especially the fact that if we're moving forward in a space right now, where we're trying to make the space more fun, make it more entertaining, we need to do those things with also caution. There was a lot of tweets going around today about education, a lot of like, you know, like you should really be educated if you're in the space. And I want to bring it back to that, right? And so I think the biggest takeaway here is, yes, they didn't have a Twitter, but you know what would have helped the situation is if we had an official website. We didn't have a website. Yes, we didn't have a Discord. But in this event, looking forward to the future, I think when people try and do these types of DGen mints, you know, maybe it's better to also have a secondary source of information. And it also doesn't help that none of the team right now is like giving a lot of clear answers because they're just shitting on each other consistently in the comment sections
So, like, everybody was having fun in spaces. I mean, I heard a guy lost 6 dead gods. Lost about 1 million other NFTs. And, I mean, D-Gods had to put the royalties up to 98% just in case it got sold. They could probably refund the guy. I don't know, you know, what was going on there. But, like, you know, I think the education comes from, like, actually projects already know. You know, they have every project has a Discord. I mean, like, it's the education probably on Ramo's part, really, because I mean, you know, he's pretty much done everything pretty much wrong when he's opening a project, in my opinion. I mean,
I'm not trying to cut you off, but just kind of like what you're talking about right now is the problem, right? When you say every project has a Discord, and I want to go back to the point you brought up earlier about we're in here 365, 24/7, right? Yes, I'm in here 365, 24/7 in RamoDAO, forming my own community within this community. And that's what the NFT place is about, right? Forming these little communities. You guys have been in here, Solana Made Easy, forming this community. People have been in there with Amy, with Voli, with all of those influences, with Alex. I respect the fuck out of Alex and everything Soul and how everybody should post. I enjoy waking up to these small communities that are formed off of Discord in a different place. And I think that's the beauty of the NFT space.
Yeah, I don't know if Theo had something.
You got a hype mic. No, I was about to just make another bad joke. Go ahead, Easy. Take it away.
Delightful. Sweeper, what you got going on?
So I got a question here because I really haven't been paying attention to it that much. I made some money on DGen Town and I just moved to the next thing. Do people think that Ramo is behind the attack and that he is scamming people?
No, is that what's going on? That's just a shill and villain tweet, and then some people ran with it. So
I mean, I think he is a number one influencer, so I don't know. I think he may have some validity to it because, I don't know, it seems like this guy has been, like, super sketchy about everything. I hope he's not behind it, but it's super weird how they were able to take it down so easily. I don't know. I think we need to get Zach XBT on it to find out where this what happened actually. There's questions about it because, like Running Man said, someone lost six dead gods and a significant amount of NFTs. I think we got to stop victim blaming people saying, oh, you don't need to click links. Like, what the fuck is that? You should just not, you know, you shouldn't have been compromised. How did they get compromised? Like, we should start blaming them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like unreal, pal, to be fair, mate. So it's unreal to me.
I did want to hit a couple of the other hands here. Mr. Nugget, what's going on?
So, my personal example is a joke. Ramo is behind the Habibis, a humongous Ethereum project, which kind of backs up the fact that he doesn't need any more money. I don't understand. Like, I feel like he utilized his popularity, and one Solana NFT market is already in a harsh enough, what is it, way, I guess, as it is. And for him to just come in, make a crappy project, I feel like he was just experimenting with something. I don't think he had to do anything with scamming people. That doesn't seem like him, and that could really ruin his reputation. Behind, you know, his own project. But I feel like the whole purpose of this is just to experiment with Solana. I told you all yesterday that Degen Town is a dead project, but to use the excuse to not click links is stupid because the whole entire basis of the project is to seem as scummy as possible. So, I mean, I feel like anyone would have thought that the whole, oh, click this link to stake was genuinely a part of what Ramo's intentions were, because you know what? That's the kind of community you built up. That, you should take responsibility and the fact that you manipulated your community, the hundreds of thousands of people that follow you, into thinking anything, this project is going to seem as scummy and as much of a scam as possible. And I want you to send your NFTs to this wallet. But when you make something that's even a bit more believable and then blame it on the community for believing it, that's just dumb. I feel like Ramel, this is really not something I would expect out of someone as a position of him for seeing his experience in other projects like the Habibis. I don't think it was right. I feel like if he actually wanted to come into the Solana space, he should have made a better project, not a project where you're just risking your money. And then when something bad actually happens, he just blames it on the people. Definitely not smart in his move. I'm sorry for anyone who may have fallen for the scam link. My best of hopes for you and anyone who took profit off the project, I guess, good for you. But
I mean, we're definitely not wishing negatives for the people who got hit by the scam link. It's never fun. It's always kind of quick thinking and then realizing after what a negative situation it is. But we do have a couple more hands here. David, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Easy? Yeah, I actually wrote like a tweet storm about this right when Degen Town launched, because I actually thought it was great marketing. I know, Running Man, you were saying that the lack of Discord was irresponsible, but that was actually kind of part of the hype, right? It's like, whoa, this is new project with no Discord, no Magic Eden launchpad, which means they have some sort of a vouch. And that excitement really worked, right? This thing sold out and it took off and was super hyped up. But I wrote a tweet storm saying that it's really irresponsible for the space as a whole, because this attitude of like, maybe it is a legit project that's saying like, just degen in, just don't ask questions. But that sets a really bad precedent for other projects that are scams to do the same thing. And I remember when the hack actually happened, I was saying like, this is the perfect project to hack, because their entire like ethos up to this point was just mint. Like, don't ask questions, just burn it. And now we have like, don't ask questions, just click this link. Like, that's everyone's going to do it, right? That's been kind of like the trend of the project so far. And we kind of need to reset as a space of, there's going to be another project that comes out that does the same thing. The same, like, look, no Discord, no roadmap. Like, just trust us. And we have to, like, as a community, speak up and say, like, guys, let's just agree not to do this stuff, because more people are going to get hurt in the long term.
Well, look, Coke Town hasn't got a Discord, and that's at a 0.4 floor at the moment. Also, what you can add by not what value you can add to a project by not having Discord, apart from like, short-term pump, you need a central hub for your community to like run. You know what I mean? You can't run through Twitter. It's got to run through a central hub for a successful project. So I can't see any other way that it can happen otherwise.
No, I 100% agree. But that's exactly what you said, is short-term pump, right? And that's kind of like what they were going for, very obviously.
I mean, it was effective marketing in a down market as well. When you get something new, a lot of people tend to like latch on and attach to it. We saw that in other markets, similar kind of drive, just Twitter space focused. They were taking some of that too, where they were diving into like spaces and playing crackling fire noises, a lot of the similar trends we had seen. So I think it was just that breath of fresh air, despite how degen it was. I know I myself was calling for stealth mint links, and I wish we just got like a website with a candy machine on it, not a Magic Eden launch pad. But beggars can't be choosers to that point. I wanted to pass it around still. We got a few more hands. Senpai, what's going on? Then we'll hit Frisk, Simon, and Zoli.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to that, like, you know, even as we look at DJ Town as a project, nobody knows anything, right? And David, I agree with you 100% on like how it's a responsibility thing where we need to be conscious of the target audience that we're appealing to, and be cognizant of like how we're marketing to those people and what those people are going to likely subjected to via like scam wise, right? Like, if we look at how educated a certain group of people are, that is our target audience, and how can we help that group of people navigate the space a little bit better? And then on above that, I think the no Discord thing was only temporary, right? Like, there is a need for a longer or a long-term solution to communications. And like, Discord is definitely a thing. And so going back to that short-term pump pre-reveal, like, this was all done before the Resurrected even revealed. And because nobody knew when the Resurrected was actually going to reveal, which we were hoping it was going to reveal, even through Eid, we were there like the whole 3 days. But now we know it's going to probably be the 15th, right? And so it was the perfect time, perfect project, perfect lineup.
It was one of those situational things, absolutely. But wanted to pass it here. Frisk, what's going on?
I don't want this to turn into an echo chamber, so I'll just keep it quick. Regardless of what we view Ramo as a person and whatever, like, I have my own opinions, everyone has their own opinions, we can discuss that. My more interesting concern is everyone is saying Ramo this, Ramo that, Ramo's doing whatever. He is just an advisor, and there obviously was a very strategic move making him an advisor. Like you grab someone from ETH to come launch a Solana stealth mint. Like, I think the whole process is sketchy in general, but where are the founders amidst all of this? What are they doing? Why aren't they talking up? Why aren't they at least like saying something instead of being behind the closed door, which is just their Twitter page, which for fuck's sakes got hacked? What is like, I know we talked about this the other day, where like the mystery factor when it comes to like being a founder for a project, and I get that 100%, and DJing Town thrives off of that mystery factor, but in times like this, Ramo is taking all of the heat. And as an advisor, I don't know if that's the right move or not for this project if they want to be taken quote unquote seriously. Obviously, you have projects which have people step up for them. But if Ramo is really the face of this, and if he really is the person who's going to be representing DGen Town, then he's not doing the best job right now. I'll say that much. Don't click on links, for fuck's sakes, man. Come on. You have one source of social media.
The tough part, I mean, I get the fading, the clicking on links. I understand that. I think the other thing here is like, one of the conversations we had last week was around a project page versus an individual face on a project. And we've only talked about the positives, but this is where a negative kind of shows itself. And I'm not saying it's negative for Ramo, but right now that's the only person we're talking about. And Frisk just hit the nail on the head that it's an advisor. This person wasn't a creator of the art. It sounds like they were just helping advise them on market driving traction, which is where the face comes in. But when something goes south like this, now it's the exact opposite of all what we talked about last week, all the pros of being a face. Now we're all wondering why Ramo is involved, where this came from, where's the official page, where's the founders. So there is a fine line to walk, but I think this is like almost an interesting opposite end of what we talked about and really had a lot in in-depth conversations on some of the last week's points. I know Simon had his hand up before, had dropped that. Simon, wasn't sure if you had a point to raise on that. If not, I want to pass it over to Zoli.
Yeah, I put my hand down because it was like minimum value add probably, but now that I'm speaking, I feel like a bit of one thing I noticed in this space is if someone's shown the ability to make money in the past, I think they rarely go under the presumption that they don't need to make more money. Like, just because you've made a lot of money doesn't mean you're interested in making more money. People always want to make as much money as they can. Doesn't mean that Ramo's bad because he's working on other projects, but just like the thesis behind like someone's made enough. I don't really think like very few people that have shown ability to make lots of money sort of say like, I've made enough. I'm going to call it quits.
No, absolutely. And I think that is a little interesting piece because people always circle back to like one successful project in the past may have been a cause and effect here to want to buy into this. So it's kind of interesting for me to just look at some of this stuff in the situation here. It's a really niche situation where we haven't seen something so positive have such a massive negative and without any clear direction on how to resolve it. So it's just an all over the place situation at the moment, especially in a down market. It almost burns a little bit worse. But Zoli, what's going on?
Hey, thank you for having me. I just wanted to talk about the whole Degen Town issue. My biggest issue with it was how irresponsible Magic Eden is. What Magic Eden was with launching it on their launch pad, actually. Just because they place so much restrictions on other projects. They have to have a white paper. You have to have a roadmap. You have to have a Discord. You have to have a large Twitter following. You have to have all these things in place, right? But then for certain projects like Degen Town, they just come in and they don't ask for all of that. What's going on? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make any speculation on it. I'm sure they got a percentage of royalties and a percentage of the mint, probably a higher percentage on a complete speculative bet because of all the marketing that they also drove on it. But I wanted to pass it over to Nugget, and then we'll hit Mr. Yellow and Manny. Nugget, what's going on?
So Frisk had brought up why everyone is targeting Rama. And the thing is, yeah, he is an advisor, but he's kind of playing the role as an owner. And every AMA I've ever heard or ever been in about Degen Town, the person who is answering all the questions is Rama. And the thing about Rama is that he's very, very dodges a lot of questions. I've asked him his answer to it was nerdy questions. There are questions asking about the future of the project, and he's just going to continue with the psychological scheme. He dodges the questions. I don't entirely know the reason why, but people are leaning on him after this Twitter thing is because he is the founder of the Habibis. He is a big name in the space, and people expect the fact, oh, he's an owner of a project. He has experience. He knows how to handle this. We're going to run to him because, you know, he knows everything. I don't want to make assumptions about this, but I feel like half the reason why that Magic Eden might be is also because of his status. Everyone views him as the founder of Habibis because that's what he's known for. It's flat in the middle of his bio. And because of that, that's what everyone's going to see him as, regardless of what his title says. He could have been the community manager. He could have been a mod. Regardless of what his title is or what title he was given, he will always be perceived as the owner position. There's not even people out there that know the advisor. It's just because of his... I
don't know if you got rugged at the end there.
Because of his status, that's just people, it's just in their mind that they have to run to this person because they want answers and that's who they expect to get it from. That's just my thought on that, really.
I think you bring up a very good point when we consider that like the person answering the questions usually is the person that many people assume is talking to the team, intertwined with the team. I did want to add another Degen Town up here just so that they have some firepower and support from a PFP user holder, a little bit more on the bullish side of this conversation because we are kind of tearing into it a little bit here. But Mr. Yellow, what's going on?
I was just going to say, mate, and sorry, this isn't going to help what you just said, but it's just a stupid door to leave open to this. And it's all well and good looking at, you know, retrospectively, everyone could have told you this. But actually, if you'd actually sat in a conversation with half the people in this room, they'd have told you this up front. So it seems like maybe they just squeezed on. Maybe they know setting up a Discord securely is like 20 grand. It's probably not at all. But, you know, they have literally created this system. Situation 100%. You know, it's not a case of isn't this a big surprise. It's like this is a matter of competence or worse, if then, you know, something turns up to be contrite. So yeah, that's all I was going to say. You can get some balance now.
No, I appreciate the insight from your perspective on it. It's I think you're right. They kind of played into it, kind of did it themselves to an extent here when we consider the fact that there is no Discord, one main Twitter, and no clear face of it. But I did want to just pass it down to Sora and get Sora's thoughts on everything that's been happening, especially with the Degen Town PFP, before we pass it back up to Manny.
Yeah, honestly, I still believe in Degen Town because of Sega theory. I've been following Asiga for a really long time, and they're serious when it comes to copywriting. So since the tweet of the Digent Town with the Asiga logo still exists, and they took down a fucking Roblox game because it had a Sonic in it, I believe in the Asiga theory, and I believe it will drive the floor up. So I don't know. This is just a temporary problem. Still bullish on Digent Town.
No, I like the playback into the whole Sega narrative. I know that there's been a lot of speculation on if Sega's involved, all the way down to the point where a Sega dev had to come out and say, "I have no hand in a cryptocurrency company." So, I mean, I like the kind of theory on it. I did not know that Sega's taken a Roblox game off for using the same sound, and they haven't gone after Digent Town. It may be low hanging fruit to them, and they'd rather pass on it. I'm not sure what the situation is. I mean, if Sega's involved, there's certainly a massive catalyst to see some change. But I want some confirmation from somewhere. Shit, even a hint at this point would be better than any of the lack of information we've gotten. But Manny, what's going on?
I just wanted to mention, like, two counterpoints. Like, I'm not defending Romo, but I definitely don't think that, like, he thought that this was going to happen. Like, this lived in the window of you don't know that you don't know. Like, even if the Duppies thing happened, I purposely don't think that he was actively wanting the Discord to get hacked. And if we all knew that this was a vulnerability, then, like, why did we mint it? The second point to the Magic Eden thing is he's a proven builder. Whether it was good or not, the perception is that he's built stuff before. So Magic Eden would rather take a flyer on somebody who's proven and can sell out a project than some ding-dong who has a white paper that's sniping tools and staking, right? Like, that's all I wanted to add.
I think the marketing play was a massive factor for it. They obviously had a clear plan on what they wanted to do, especially with this burn. That was something new in the space, something that got a lot of people excited. We're still talking about it almost 2 weeks later here. So from a marketing perspective, they crushed it. But David, what's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to speak on the Magic Eden thing too, because they can be irresponsible, but I don't think they're that irresponsible. So this is speculation, but I'm pretty sure that Digent Town told Magic Eden the whole plan of, you know, what they're going to do. I don't think Magic Eden would actually have, like, no roadmap. It's almost like a private docs, like a private roadmap. Magic Eden should have known how this could have gone south really quickly. And I wonder, you know, we say that they should have had a Discord, but Discords have been hacked too, right? Discords are the biggest products that have been hacked. So Discord's still a vulnerability. Twitter's still a vulnerability. I think something that's calling themselves Degen Town and expecting people to do Degen behavior should have taken the initiative to have, like, a safe form of communication. Like, what if every form of communication from Digent Town came, right? Because that's the launch pad instead of on Twitter, which everyone's been hacked on Twitter. I don't think Magic Eden just, like, completely blindly YOLO'd into this.
I mean, I hope not. I think for everyone's sake, I hope they didn't just blindly YOLO dive into this for who knows what or why. But Sweeper, what's going on?
Yeah, to the guy talking about Sega, I don't think a multi-billion-dollar corporation is going to be like, hey, let me just partner with this NFT project that's super degenerate and not telling the project what's going on and to make it a surprise. Usually corporations don't do that, just my experience. No,
I think Patrick is the big daddy here instead of Ramo. I think Ramo is just a face.
Yeah, but even if Rob Patrick or John or whoever the hell you want to call the person is, the big daddy, usually a corporation is not going to just take a, you know, say, oh, I'm going to partner with this project that's doing a stealth mint and not telling the prize.
I don't think it's partnering. I think it's their project. You can look at my pinned tweet.
You think it's Sega's project? You think Digent Town is Sega's project?
Yeah. I mean, that's my theory, because I've been following Sega for a long time, and they're, like, really serious about copywriting. Like, if the name Sega is somewhere, they'll try to sue you.
So you think Hajime Sakamori is on Digent Town? You think he's, like, signed off on it?
I don't really have time to explain this here. You can look at my pinned tweet.
I'm good, thank you. I'll turn it back to Easy.
Listen, we could go on about DGen Town the entire time today. I personally would rather not. I love the speculation. What's going on, Ronnie, man?
Listen, I was just going to say, you know, we got Solana, right? And there's a million brilliant projects out there, and we're giving airtime to these projects. It's got terrible NFT quality. No roadmap, not even good. And we just spoke about them for half an hour, and we've got a million quality projects out there, right?
We have so many requests from DJ Town PFPs.
They can't even get a text back. You know what I mean? Listen, keep them requested, Easy. Keep them requested.
Yeah, I'm watching Easy, like, kind of go through, like, have his first experience where a project just, like, won't stop overwhelming you trying to talk. And, like, this is something that we've gone through, obviously, with the morning show. And it's like, dude, it's best to just not engage.
Because the conversation's interesting. Thing though, the toughest part is, like, I love the things, but at some point, man, I'm just like, I'm done with it. Like, it's awesome. There was a hack yesterday. I was wishing we talked about it for 15 minutes, but for the moment, we're gonna hit a quick room reset. Thanks for tuning in. This is Solana Made Easy, where we just bring peaceful vibes and enjoyment to the Solana ecosystem. There's never any negative energy. We appreciate you tuning in Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. As always, thanks for your Solana market talk. What you're looking at, wins, losses, got another 30 minutes here. So a little bit different than DJ Town, please. I'm hoping we can get past it. It's actually somebody up here's PFP, and I'm trying to figure out how it's done a 2x overnight. They didn't give the number one influencer on NFT Inspect an honorary, but they gave all of his worst enemies one. And personally, I think it's a great play. You get free marketing from all the people that he beefs with. He's still rocking the beautiful lizard and just repping it proud. But Alex, I'm not sure how much of a tie you still have to the team in Prez. Can you tell us why there's a 2x going on with the project? I mean, that's probably about all you can share, right? Yeah, exactly. Completely agree here. I'm glad you have so many opinions on it. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just going to say, since we're such data junkies here, like, the biggest thing to look at is unique PFP count over the last couple of days with the Reptilian Renegade. And then Alex was a major catalyst because he was the number one influencer. Everybody got into their NFT Inspect score, so then they're trying to tail him by using these Reptile Renegades. And then they probably set some kind of PFP bounty, right?
I just don't understand what the value add is here, especially with Hydra kind of quieting off. If Hydra took this over and was still just dropping absolute bangers on their launch pad, I think that you'd see a much higher floor in turn. They're clearly tuned in, though, because they're giving free PFPs and one-of-one honoraries to the right people who are making them their profile picture. But Running Man, do you have something there real quick I to pass it to the other lizard on stage?
That looked like it's like a synchronized shill that we've seen before, where one influencer popped one off and then, you know, get a bit of a pump, and then it carries on like a chain. But I mean, the only other reason I can think is the Hydra situation. I mean, this project's linked to Hydra, and I think there was some whispers that wasn't OpenSea going to consume Hydra, or there was some sort of deal being done, which possibly could mean that this collection has some exposure to OpenSea Launchpad in the future, if that was true. Now, I mean, like, you know, it's speculation on my part, but, like, you know, we've seen similar collections, you know, it's happened in the past. And, you know, I think Bloons will have got some sort of catch up with the ME launchpad, just come to think of it. But I mean, if the two things are going to happen, I mean, if it's a synchronized shill, you know, and it's an influencer pump, and that's all it is, then I can expect these to do a primates and pull back pretty hard from, you know, when primates at 30, now them 15. I think we can accept, you know, these are going to get peak shill and then pull back pretty hard. But if there's some sort of substance, you know, some sort of launch pad linked to OpenSea, then these could run. That's the two options also.
Yeah, I think the calculated shill here to run by itself. We've seen things like a few projects that have some massive floor run-ups off of just the right people making it their PFP. But I wanted to pass it down to Wolf GMI. I know you do have a lizard as a PFP, so you may feel strongly about the project. Can you tell us why and what's going on catalyst-wise to drive this a quick 2x overnight?
Not really. But I do know that I wanted one at 45 Sol when I first found out about Solana, and now I'm here and I got one for like 6, so I'm good.
I mean, yeah, shit. I guess that's about as good of a reason as any to dive in head first and, you know, grab one. I'm not mad about the trade. They're pumping right here. It's smart money supposedly was buying in. So that's always a good sign. Hello Moon is tough to tail, especially when they're hitting. And we've seen some good trades on it. Seeing the PFP count that was just brought up switching into a lot more lizards. I always talk about the social sentiment, and I do want to add a couple more lizards here. I love when we talk about it; they all start immediately requesting. But I mean, what's going on?
I was just going to say about Primate. So I mean, they did run to 30 and pull back pretty hard. You know, social sentiment it does drive it, but you know, people who are buying in at the top got to be aware that these could pull back pretty hard as well. And you know, just simply going on what Primates did. You know, and we've seen it many times before.
It's also tough, though, because you have such social reach with the right PFPs. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. I think one of the other sentiments is also Solana is like notoriously known for all these like rug projects. And I think just like the art of this one just feels like it's primed for like a rally behind it. But we'll see. The new art looks dope, too. It's really just an art play and like a NFT inspect kind of thing going on that I'm looking at.
So at least you can admit that it is largely a social sentiment thing here, chasing the NFT inspect rankings. I added a couple more reptiles up here. Honcho, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Curious to hear what you like about the lizards.
Well, I've been holding since like the very beginning. I didn't mint, but I bought like right after Tent Salvatore because I've never sold an NFT in my life. It's not going that well, but
You've never sold an NFT in your life.
What?
You've never sold an NFT.
Correct.
How long have you been in the NFT space?
Well, I've been trading DeFi for at least a year and a half now. So I've gotten a few.
I love it. I love the conviction is what I would call that mentality.
Yeah, but I get some real diamond hands, you know, but they can't buy hamburgers. So that's what it is. But I like the new the Deviants that they got. It's like mutants, like you do something to the NFT and something will happen to it. They're not calling it mutants, they're calling it deviants. The art on it looks sick. It looks like an entire like upgrade. Like they redid like every detail about them as well as making it like a stranger like edition. And I was like looking through the Discord earlier and it looked like they were building something like they're calling it like a DGen toy machine. And it's for like both sea shanties and lizards. And like they gave an update on that today, and apparently it's supposed to be coming out for public testing soon. So that could have something to do with the price drive up.
I mean, the updated art does look good. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, this looks cleaner. Like it's clear that they put a little bit more attention to detail. But real quick, Zoli, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the whole similarity between the primates pump and the lizards pump. I don't think they're very similar, just because. I feel like with the primates case, it was more of the influencers were pumping their own bags. That's why it kind of went really high. But with the lizards, kind of the project just reaching out, just getting closer with the community, making one of ones, which kind of drove up the price as well.
I think the one of one art is a nice way. It's relatively free marketing there. It's like you can actually get value from those individuals by just providing something cool. I mean, shit, I did it today with the terriers. They made a cool one that I was like, this is just pretty sweet to look at. And when you kind of make that extra step, they threw it in the hash list and made a joke about me flooring NFTs and were like, you can floor it if you want. And I was like, you actually get the market. Like, that's funny. So I was a fan of that. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, key inflection points for buying PFPs on social sentiment pumps are 400, 500, 700, and then over 2K is the top, right? So if you look at primates at peak floor price, they were at 2,200 organic PFPs or unique PFPs. OK Bears is at 3,300. Their social sentiment is super high, and that's why they're able to hold it outside of HGE. But I think it's the same thing, but it's just early. And these influencers picked them up at four because that's nothing. That's like what they sneeze at. And they're able to get enough and then pump their bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that tends to kind of be how it works, though. But you bring up a good point with the NFT inspect being 2K for the peak for primates. Did you say what the lizards are currently at?
The last time I checked this morning, it was at 550. So we're at a low inflection point right now. Like, if you wanted to buy, do it now, because I think they'll run up to 15.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance for it. And I do like this new ARP. You can figure out how and what way they're going to be using Sight or whatever their token is to get there. I think there's a decent opportunity to see that continued run-up. I did want to kind of open it up here. I know I had talked to Running Man a little bit prior. There's some secondary plays that I know a lot of people are interested in, some projects to be kind of looking out for. I know we have a mint tomorrow that someone on stage probably can't wait to talk about. Myself personally, though, I picked up a Ket. I think in these trying times, it's almost a good idea to look for communities and people that you like to just kind of spend time and kick it with. And I've been in a bunch of spaces with Sneaky and Simon. And it's tough for me to, like, fade that. Like, in spaces they host. I did see we also got Radley up here. Didn't even realize you had a Ket PFP. My bad. But, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I actually paid over $4 for the first time in a while for it. I'm curious what other people are looking at in this market and kind of what's triggering buys or you to make a play.
Yeah, I mean, go on.
Yeah, Radhey, what's going on?
What's up, Easy? What's up, panel? What's popping?
You making any trades? You buying anything in the market?
Not right now, bro. Like, I'm concentrating on, like, rolling out a Deegan project or something with a utility or something. So I'm planning out or something related to gods and psychedelics. So yeah, that's I'll be sweet. Back with a great idea, and I'll ping you all up if that's the case. I find, like, I'm doing this right.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you're making something. It is a no-shill zone here. I do want to keep it focused on what we're potentially buying in the market, so try not to talk about what project you're looking at. But I do want to quickly pass it here. Running Man, I know you had a comment. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually got Shake up here, actually. But, yeah, I mean, Cyber Samurai. I mean, I'm looking to position myself in like, sort of projects that give ops, you know, and as well, we position myself for a future bull run when volume returns. I mean, you know, I was going to talk about Cyber Samurai in any case and another project. But, you know, for anybody just coming into the space, especially, you know, you want to be joining communities, you know, like we've got the Nifty, but solid communities where you can actually learn about NFTs, learn to trade NFTs. And, you know, Cyber Samurai, you've pretty much got that with the trading tools I've got. But I actually think, you know, they're galvanizing it at the moment. And I think I could actually run when volume, properly runs on Solana. So it's going to be a good investment because, I mean, the merch sort of sticks out for me easy. That seems like the merch project.
Yeah. I'm such a biased individual for this, though. Like, yeah. I don't think I can comment on it anymore. I've shown that damn hat probably 1,000 times.
Well, I haven't got one yet. I've just saw one, like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, we look at Primates and everybody's, like, talking merch. And, we was talking OK Bears yesterday, which got me thinking. I'm thinking, like, Samurai merch is like some point, man. You know what I mean? I think they're only just getting started. I think it's going to be on point. And as well, they've got the old lore, and you know, they, I reckon I could really build out the lore on it. Like, so even though Shake's up here, I was going to talk about Cyber Samurai in any case. I mean, if anybody else has got anything, I'll drop another project later.
No, I think Cyber Samurai is a great play, transparent leader, transparent kind of creator of the project or backer of the project. I do like some of that transparency we're seeing from places like Doge Capital too. They share their finances every month, and it's like, here's what we've made, here's what we've lost, here's where the distribution went. And it's pretty cool because from like an equity standpoint, it reminds me of like quarterly earnings, where that money's going, how you're using it, what's your runway. I do think that that's a nice thing to have for a project that is trying to be more business to business, where holders may not see what happens every day.
Yeah, I like Doge. I think I mentioned Doge last week on Friday. Like that project as well. I think that when volume comes, that's another project that's been holding five that runs as well. You know, then building out, you know, the utility everywhere as well. So yeah, definitely agree with you on that one.
No, and there's definitely a bunch of others. I'm sure we could ping back and forth forever here, but we got a bunch of hands. What's going on, Manny?
I was just going to say I'm like torn between doing half scrap, half dust, but the biggest thing is looking at these projects in the Duppies pool. Looking at those after Duppies, right? Just because their true floor will hit at that point, but they still have access to Frank, who is like clearly one of the best minds in the space. And when you have that kind of mentorship, like if you cast a wide enough net, I think some of those will hit like a sub 10 floor.
Yeah, man. There's so much speculation on how that's going to trade and so much theory on how the token and D gods and what the run up, run down might look like. It's like I've made a couple what I think's gonna happen, and I'm already like I don't have an idea. I genuinely have no idea. So it's tough to see and kind of make a a claim when there's, I feel like there's so much information we're still missing, but we'll see how it trades. I wanted to pass it over to Murderbot. What's going on?
Yo, thanks for having me. This is literally my first time in any spaces, so I apologize if I'm incoherent. A couple of things that I've been looking at is that Duck Mint that's happening today. I don't think any other things are having volume these days except for Fresh Mints. Other things on secondary, I'm only looking at stuff under 10 Sol, something like a milk bottle or those seals. I think they're called Suave Seals. I have one. I'm trying to grab another one. They have a great website. They keep updating tools every other week. So it's something I have my eye on. Hopefully there's a better entry than right now.
Suave Seals is another utility play. I feel like they get shared in the Nifty Discord almost daily. People just enjoy talking about them and talking about what they're doing, which is it's something I've been keeping an eye on. I haven't made a swing on it yet. What was that mint today? Was that Duckish you were talking about?
Yeah, Duckish. I don't know much about it, but I'm hoping it bangs. So let's see.
That's basically the only assumption you have here. Like, yeah, I have no idea what's going on. I just hope the shit bangs.
It's free.
So oh, yeah, free. Say less. Free mint, you may as well swing. Count me in. Nugget, what's going on?
So when you had mentioned that you bought a Captain Crack, almost every space I'm in, I always say that I'm like beyond bullish on them. I love the Captain Crack community. But I did want to say that I've been in a couple of places with degenerate trash panda holders, and honestly, their community is like really strong. I'm kind of looking into them. They're very positive, very intelligent. The community like to get together and just do their own things. So I'm just looking into buying some degenerate trash pandas because they're holding up a lot better than I thought they were during this bear market.
What's the floor on those right now?
Last I checked, they were like 8 Sol. But that was like 2 days ago.
I think that might have just crashed today. I think they've like crashed out. So yeah.
And they trade in that range, bro, like 3.5 to 9 back and forth. Like when, they were gonna launch an ETH marketplace for Sol NFTs early, and I'm not sure what happened to it, but there was a big catalyst that pumped those pandas from like 2.5 to just over 9.
On our traders and experienced traders, we've been trying to bag those up for ages, thinking there's some sort of play coming, right? It's just never materialized. Yeah, so like, yeah, and that they've actually lost dollar value on them pretty bad as well. So yeah, not great.
I wanted to pass it over to Wolf. What's going on?
I was just curious what guys thought about .sol domains. I traded a few ENS ones that I papered, and there's still some numbers available. But I'm still relatively new to Sol, so I don't know how people feel about those.
There's some speculation on if you'll be able to use that as like a phone number on the Solana phone. So there was some people grabbing like 3-digit numbers, tri-digits like 000111, stuff like that. I don't know the legitimacy behind that. I think we have seen that ETH run on ENS, and we saw just how high 3 numbers went. Do I think we get the exact same pump on Sol? No. Do I think there's a chance a similar one could happen? For sure. The tough part is, it's like, until we know what the reason is for it, sure, you can send to a .sol address, but I feel like I never have, you know? It's very uncommon, whereas with ENS, for some reason, I tend to send to a .eth a little bit more frequently. So I don't know if it's just a market thing or a specific chain thing. If the phone lets you use .sol as a phone number, I think .sols could go crazy. Like, that then becomes just a massive market, especially for like companies and all kinds of other ways that you can drive that. But that's a speculation, so I'm not too sure if anyone else has opinions on .sol. I wanted to pass you on that. Go ahead. Yes, please.
I was just going to say, yeah, I do on that. So look at all the prominent punks who are influencers, 5511. Like, he's a guy who would probably want a Sol phone if Sol truly breaks out in the way that Easy's talking about it. But another thing I'm looking at is like G-Con, Vandal City, and Ghost Kid. But I own Proof Collective, .sol, my handle on Twitter, .sol, and I'm always like thinking about buying some numbers too. So just do it if you have extra cash, because there isn't anything really that great out right now.
Yeah, that was exactly my thought, because there's some good ones still available. Thank you, guys.
No, I like the topic there. It's something I haven't really considered too much. But Sweeper, what's going on? You've had your hand up for a bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back on the degenerate trash panda. So Pit Panda, the guy that, like, the founder, came out and tweeted that he thinks that, you know, NFTs should, like, NFT projects should not be trying to make the project price go up higher. and talked about the greater fool theory and then said that, like, we need the projects. It's going to be better for mass adoption to have the project lower so more people can buy in. So then a lot of people like me are like, yo, we invested in this project. And he just had to mint these dumpsters, and I think they went all the way up to 8 because it was a dynamic, like it was like a volume basement. So if you more, there was more demand, the price would go up. So I think 2 at 8, a number of people did. And then this, he comes out with this. So it seems pretty very strange. I think a lot of people sold off based on those tweets. That's why I went from 9 to like 4 or 5. And a lot of people are buying Trash Pandas, getting the rain, and then selling them. So they'll buy it, they'll redeem the rain, they'll sell it to buy more Trash Pandas to get more rain. So that's what's happening with Trash Pandas. A lot of people are still very bullish on it just because you got Pit the Panda, and then you have some OG, like someone on the Solana team is also involved in the Raindrop protocol and Degenerate Trash Pandas. So that's what's happened there. It's pretty annoying as a holder that he came out and said that. I think they should take his Twitter away and just let him focus on building and not telling us, you know, price. Like, at least Frank says, I'm going to pump your bags. This guy is saying he's going to dump our bags. So, like, that's what happened there. And I would rather he not tweet. And I said that publicly. And I told some people on the team to, you know, take his Twitter away because you should not be saying that. Unless he's trying to pull an Elon Musk saying the price is too high and then we rip 2x. So I don't know. Maybe he's a genius. We'll see.
I'm definitely hoping for the latter, hoping for the success of the Pandas. You hate to hear someone be like, nah, man, I want this price to go down. Sorry for all the people who bought higher, but I hope it goes to zero. That always tough.
People have been waiting like 10 years for this 2x. Literally, just get them on like the first run up on a mint daily. You know what I mean?
We're trying so hard for this 2x. It's ridiculous. I really kind of wish I never bought a Trash Panda. Like, what is it? How can you come out and say, like, we need the price lower? That's just ridiculous. If ever I invest on or he says that, I think it's insta sell and just move on to the next thing.
I'll just jump in with another project, Easy, just before we get to David. As well, I'm looking at ops and future projects that have already done it. The Sol Army, in general, Sol, pretty much built that project up from nothing. You know, the whitelist ops they've been giving, and, you know, like to that community with Alpha and to the Gen Zero at all. I mean, the Gen Zero's a 34 Sol floor, but you can get, like, the recruit. But what he's been doing in that project, and the guy, General Sol, he's like a pretty quiet dude. You know, he just gets on with business and just drives value into that project. And it's, you know, I respect that a lot. Another great project for somebody just coming into the Sol space to go and buy a recruit at 6 Sol to get exposure. And, you know, the alpha and the ops that project's going to provide. I mean, they provided a ton of ops on the last whitelist meta run. And I think if we get volume comes back, you know, they're going to do it again. Already been proven. So that's the second one I was going to drop.
I think some of those alpha passes and, like, those alpha-focused ones will do extremely well next bull run, especially the ones that are building connections to other projects during this downtrend. And as long as you, like, keep kind of emphasizing and extending your community ties, that's where you're going to see a massive return. And finding those projects, like you just mentioned, Sol Army has a podcast too where they interview a bunch of founders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting like 300 whitelists for projects, you know, giving every single holder, you know, whitelist to that project. It's like they get more than Blocksmith.
You know what I mean? That's great.
It's crazy. You know, this guy started with pretty much zero and just like drove this value in from nowhere. And that's the sort of founder I respect. And he isn't lied with it either. He just gets on with business and he's already been proven to have already done it. And I think a project like that's going to, you know, give returns on the next volume run.
100%. And I've been a fan of how they've rolled out the Sol passes here too. It's all auction style. Once one of them released at a time kind of drives like whoever wants it, whoever wants to join this really small community. It's an interesting take, but I've been a fan of General Sol for a while now, so I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
We got five hands up. I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Also, as well, it's like self-community generative long, so you know you can actually like create new to recruit from your token. It's like a community-run project as well. So
So it's interesting how they can keep expanding that ecosystem. We got 10 minutes here left, give or take. Few hands up. Want to kind of pass it around here, get some conversations going, seeing what we're diving into. David, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight a trade. It's actually because we talked earlier about the Reptilian Renegades or Reptilian, whatever it's called. I think that there's kind of a trade here, and this is strictly a quick trade where there's recognized problem projects that have been beat down that get a quick pump based off some sort of volume. And, you know, a lot of these move very quickly based off like a single tweet or a single influencer jumping in. So I don't really use, I don't usually make these kinds of trades, but I made one the other day. We were in space with Frank and he mentioned that he was going to hop on a call with G-Con. I saw the floor price was something like 1.2 or something. I picked up a small bag and he literally put out one tweet and went up 100% within like minutes. Again, generally not my type of play, but it was just seemed like such free money on the table. So I was like, fuck it, I got to do it.
I love that trade, bro. I love that trade. Great job.
It's a Frank. No, but I really think there's a lot of these projects that have like pretty big communities. They're sitting below two floor and, you know, a very small sweep and amount of volume can actually get it moving. So I think there's some opportunities out there for a quick flip.
No, I think there's still volume circulating. I mean, we are still hovering at that like 45 to 55, sometimes a little bit more, 50 to 60 range on Magic Eden. So, I mean, there's certainly still volume moving around. Dip sub like 30, even sub like 35. I'm like very nervous because now we're in a point where it's just a handful of people cycling funds around. But Huncho, what's going on? And then we'll pass the wizard and wrap it up with Frisk here.
I was just going to say, like, on the note of like dot souls or whatever, I'm fairly bullish on them just as much as I am. Oh, not just as much, but alongside with being bullish on the Sol network, because if Solana continues to grow and we get products like SolPay and etc., I don't know as much about like the three digits being a thing. Like maybe if the phone numbers work off of them, that's one thing. Just like as a general usage, the same way with the dot ETH. Like Budweiser, I'm pretty sure recently acquired a dot beer. I mean beer.eth. So like I'm bullish on it as because I'm bullish on Solana. That makes sense.
I agree with Huncho. And like, if you really are, I mean, the thing that's hard about this to figure out is like, what does Solana actually become, you know, beyond Solana NFTs, for example, right? And, but if it is a really, really, really big deal, then Sol domains are a really big deal. And I think they basically play out not identical, but very, very, very similar to dot ETH. So maybe like emoji flag dot soul is not gonna sell for big money. Cause like if you were following the ENS shit on Ethereum at all, some really weird stuff was pumping. But I would think that numbers would be area codes, you know, and it's just easy. Like if someone's thing is 555.soul, that's really easy. But like for easy to say that he does use ENS domains, but he doesn't use .soul domains, that means something has to change. And realistically, what has to change is that Solana has to be used a bit more, like for more things than just buying and selling NFTs. And I know it is, and I know gaming is going to be a big part of that, but really depends on how big Sol gets as a network. And I mean, look, we're doing this show. Easy's like building out a whole vertical. There's a lot of people that only mess with stuff. I think it's safe to say that fucking our sponsor FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried seems to think so. So I think it's a safe bet that Solana is going to be a big deal. So I would be, yeah, I'd be all over .soul NFT, .soul, whatever you call it, the ENS, whatever the hell it's called, SNS. But understand that's going to take like a long time. You're not going to buy a .soul today and sell it for 10x tomorrow.
I like the SNS naming instead of what it actually is, bona fide, for dot souls. So it's totally fine. You were close enough. We know ENS has a much imperatively. I don't know. Bona fide did just have an NFT. Haven't looked enough into it. I have no idea what it does. But that's if you want a dot soul. That's where I went for mine. Shout out them. Wizard, what's going on?
A few things. First of all, why did I jump on this place so late? Like, I think I should have sold it earlier. I could have brought so much alpha, and you guys are talking so much interesting stuff. So I want to start with the Sol General. This guy's getting so much spots for very particular reasons. First, he built from scratch. Reason number one. Second, he already gets the following. Reason number two. Third, he doesn't just go and DM projects, hey, give me some spots. He gets on a call with them. He listens to them, and he sees what he can help them with. And if you do that, no matter how small of a project you are, and you manage to actually bring value to someone, you can easily get the whole community of yours whitelisted. Because for projects, it doesn't matter. If you bring value to them and they want to allocate like 1,000 spots in total, they won't care if it will be you, if it will be OK Bear holders, if you'll be this or that guy. Because at the end of the day, they will either get minted out and people will like them and jump in, or they won't. So the whitelist spot is kind of like the privilege that they're getting, and it's, in my opinion, personally, based on the value that you actually can provide as a project or a DAO to the actual project that's giving you out the whitelist spots. Last thing, the ENS meta is really something that I believe every soul guy should look into, because it's actually wild. And the next bull run, I think the same thing will happen on Solana, because unfortunately we're kind of following the back trends on Ethereum, kind of like Europe does with the USA, which is kind of funny. I might get hate, some hate for that, but it's a fact, and I'm from Europe as well, and just a thing that happens. And third of all, I think you mentioned something about Bloxmith. I think Bloxmith are really good builders, man, but they've got hell a lot of a competition. Like, if you look at the other really scaled projects, I think right now the most stacked up team on the Solana ecosystem is definitely like Community. Like, they've got so many people, man. Even if tomorrow you launch a project innovative and everything, they will crush it. Like, they will make the same thing way better, way more efficient, and like in just a really short time, and market it way better. So I really don't see how anyone could compete in the bear market with them.
I like the Bloxmith play a lot. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. There was also Bifrost today announced their new project that's launching on there. Not their new project, but the collaboration. It's going to be Fruits. So there was an AMA done with them. I was surprised to actually hear Bifrost would be launching that project. I was a little bit bearish, but now, honestly, because they're partnering with Bloxmith, I'm like, shit, I'm going to be chasing the mid chart.
I'll just jump in, Wizard, just to reply to Wizard. Completely agree with you, General Sol. I mean, in the last run of whitelist meta, I brought a ton of whitelists just by doing exactly the same, you know, actually talking to projects and actually integrating with them, actually listening to what they've got to say. I am bullish on Bloxmith because they have shown that they can innovate in front and pivot as well. So, yeah, they have got a lot of competition, but they've already proven with Mercury that they can pivot and, you know, be in front into the game and see things haven't come in. So I'm actually thinking about picking a fair few of these up, to be fair. So yeah.
No, and I think it's a kind of a nice play here. I'm interested in Bloxmith as well, especially at the price they're kind of trending towards. I did want to just call one quick thing out. Magic Eden looks like they're going to be supporting Ethereum NFTs. On their new collections tab, there is a toggle for Solana and ETH now. Something we'll dive into a little bit tomorrow. I don't want to focus too much on it today, because it looks like it's just a button, so who knows how long that'll last. But Shake, I want to pass to you first, and then I want to let Frisk wrap it up here with a rather exciting mint tomorrow that I know inevitably he'll be about. Shake, what's going on?
What's up? First off, I appreciate the kind words about my project, Running Man. So I wanted to just give a little extra color to like the Dot Soul thing. I'm not like a Dot Soul whale, but I probably have like, I don't know, 10 to 20 of them. I bought a lot of them early on, and I actually do think it's a pretty good play. I use it like for just sending people money. Like, I have my own that I give to people, and it's just easy. Like, if you're out, you know, you want to, somebody hits you up on Telegram, you just say like, boom, here's my Dot Soul name, right? You don't have to copy paste it. And I think comparatively to like ENS, like I've, registered some ENS domains, and you just pay this one-time fee. On Sol, it's like really fucking annoying, but as a trader, that's actually kind of good because I think there's a little more alpha to be had. Like, if you set your, you know, reminders for the auctions and like you hustle, there's definitely money to be made there. Like, I know some people who do like the domain squatting, and like I said, it's annoying, but I think there's actually some good alpha to be had there. Like I said, if you just hustle.
They switched up some of those too, Shake. If you haven't noticed, you can actually just outright buy it with their token FIDA now for some of the names, not all. I think the high demand ones.
I was looking at it. Is that there's some of them that are, some of them that aren't.
Some are. I think I was looking at easy.soul. That one was bought and it's like up for auction once it expires. And I think like the starting auction price was like 9,000 Sol or something. So I was like, I probably got to pass on that one.
Yeah. But I think it's actually like kind of a good play, and you just take a couple punts. Like, some of these are going for pretty cheap. So like I said, it's kind of just a punt. The other thing I want to say, I know you're wrapping up, but if anybody, like, I know we talked for on, you know, on end about DGen Town, but I think, like, what's more interesting to me than DGen Town specifically is if there's upcoming projects or existing projects that, like, are really good at that, like, and, you know, driving anticipation. One for me that comes to mind is Cats on Crack. I don't own it, but I'm just wondering if that's could be like its own little meta of like this like anticipation, like mystery meta. Obviously, that's obviously always been a factor with NFTs, but the market seems like super hungry for that after DGen Town.
I like it. I think speculation is going to be a good thing here, kind of giving people a tiny bit. And Cats have done a good job of that with like their scenes and releasing a single scene periodically. It happened right before the Melk airdrop and people started speculating a lot. It leads to conversations. Like DGen Town did such a good job to make us keep talking about it. We're now 2 weeks running talking about the project still. So like if you can't get interest that way, it also makes sense why they're able to sell a 3-soul mint 8K supply. At that moment, that made no sense for any other project to even attempt. So they crushed that aspect. But hey, we got a couple minutes left here. Frisk, what are you looking to mint? Let's hear it.
Let's fucking go!
We love to hear it. What's up? What's minting tomorrow? What you got for us?
We know what's minting tomorrow, baby. We know what's fucking minting tomorrow. Okay. I have not stopped talking about this for a long time. There's many, many reasons for this. So besides the full disclaimer before I go into full show mode, I am on the team. I am an advisor and I handle all the partnerships for Liberty Square, which is minting tomorrow on the Magic Eden launchpad. Now, I could go down, if you have been listening for the past few weeks, you know all the bull cases that are going on about it. But let me put it like this. If you haven't done your own research, it's not too late to jump into Discord, talk to the team. We're going to be active the whole night, answering questions the whole time. Now, I'm stand by this because I honestly, tomorrow, I'm going to be trading this too with you guys. Because I, if I can make a bag off of this, like while like as people are like going up and down, I'm going to do it too. And I want to be sweeping as many rares as I can as well. Because I know people are going to be paper handing these for sure. I don't think there are going to be many bots running tomorrow on Liberty Square. If they are, then, I mean, I'm just going to be checking out secondary right away anyways. I think there's an opportunity for rares to get in there. I think there's a ton of chances for people to be minting at such a low mint price of 0.88. The team has been in the work for over a year now. They're 3,000 pixel output files. They're insanely high quality art. If you guys know the team, you guys have heard me talk, you guys have heard Liberty talk, Cass, Bryce, anyone who's been on Spaces, you know that they've been dedicated. You know, we're very excited to get this going. We have staking going live day one tomorrow as well. I could talk about this on and on forever and ever, but long story short, I would keep your eyes on Liberty Square at the very least. If you aren't on whitelist, check out public. I think there's a good chance for you to get in some. We do have a public allocation. If you don't, be sniping rares for sure. That's what I'm going to be doing. Not financial advice in any way, shape, or form. I know we have a lot of people on the stage who are supporters of us, so I don't want to get into any biases, but as if I didn't just chill the hell out of that. But
we appreciate the show, Frisk. I know we do have some hands here, but we're going to be wrapping it up. I want to just let Running Man go quickly, and then we're going to be diving back into this tomorrow. Running Man, what's going on?
I have made the prediction, right, when DGen Town was sitting at 11, that sometime in the future, Liberty Square flipped DGen Town because this project's got quality, depth, and lore attached to artwork. So yeah, it's not a shill. This is my personal opinion on, you know, Alpha and our view of project. This project's for the long term, and in my opinion, we'll flip DGen Town, like I said last week at some
point. I like the speculation. We can dive into the conversation tomorrow. We'll see some price action. Shout out everyone tuning in today. Solana Made Easy, Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. I'm excited for everything we got going on. As always, shout out the speakers.